Thanks so much, Dennis. A lot of postal workers turned out for last night's public hearing at the River House on changes in Bend's Postal Service. The Postal Service wants to close Bend's Mail Processing Center and have all Oregon mail processed in Portland. If closed, it would cost about 17 jobs and save the Postal Service $2 million. Some people who spoke questioned the move.
Is this really worth saving a little bit of money to lower the service standards that we have here in Bend?
Postal representatives informed the crowd that they're trying to strike a balance between cutting expenses and still providing adequate service.
I want to assure you that even as we pursue critical operational changes, that if implemented, will affect nearly everyone who uses the mail, and many of our employees, the Postal Service remains committed to providing the best possible service to you, our customers.
The Postal Service will continue to accept written comments through January 11th. Jackson County commissioners are taking steps to improve the county's vaccination compliance rate. About 25% of people in the Ashland area don't get the necessary shots to ward off diseases. The Board of Commissioners approved spending $10,000 on a study looking into why so many parents don't immunize their children in Jackson County. Commissioner Don Scudrick says they have a responsibility to improve their vaccination numbers.
Ultimately, we're the final safety net for public health here in the county. And so if an outbreak of a communicable disease occurs, obviously you have primary care in the hospitals, et cetera, but ultimately it's up to the county. If something like that, some disaster, if you will, should break out, it puts everybody obviously at risk.
In the last decade, the number of Ashland area students shunning polio, measles, and hepatitis shots has doubled. More people in Central Oregon are needing help from programs connected with the United Way of Deschutes County. The campaign fundraising drive is currently at $850,000, and they are trying to climb to $1.2 million by the end of June. Development Director Darlene Rogers says they are about 2 weeks behind their desired target in order to reach the goal. She adds that the need is also greater than ever.
What we're seeing, individuals and families who were able to initially survive and perhaps had assistance to fall back on, such as unemployment, that has run out. And so people are finding themselves, in many cases, in a position they never expected. They thought they had things lined up and were doing well, but the longevity of these economic challenges has just taken its toll.
Rogers said they adjusted their campaign goal down slightly to account for the economic conditions. Last year, the drive raised $1.24 million, and this year's goal is a flat $1.2 million. All this week, we are counting down the top 10 local stories of the year, and today we have numbers 7, 6, and 5. Our number 7 largest story was weather, as we saw record snowfall in the mountains, which meant Mount Bachelor was open longer, and the scenic Highway 242 has had a shortened season. And our number 6 largest topic is all the big sports stories of the year. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has that part of our countdown.
It's been a monumental year for Central Oregon sports as well as the Oregon Ducks. 2011 began with the Ducks playing Auburn in the BCS Bowl for the BCS Championship. All the hype, all the pride, and all the Duck fans made a yellow and green convoy to Arizona to cheer on their beloved Ducks. But the season ended with a loss, 22-19.
It was an emotional roller coaster for fans. But then to see Auburn win the game on the last play with a field goal stings.
I guess it was a little disappointing.
Over the warmer months in baseball, we had our own Boys of Summer. The Bend South All-Stars made history being the first team from District 5 to play in the regional Little League Finals.
I heard stories of where people were getting together just to celebrate something that was new and fresh for the community. And we could not be more thankful for all the support we got from everybody.
The All-Stars lost 7-1 to Huntington Beach, who went on to win the Little League World Series. And finally, the Mountain View Cougars brought more history to Central Oregon by beating heavyweight Sherwood 14-13 in the Oregon State 5A Football Championships in December.
As the final seconds run off the clock, the Mountain View Cougars win the 2011 state title, ending Sherwood's run. They hadn't lost since the 2009 semifinals.
Again, the big sports stories of the year coming in at number 6 in our countdown. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.